A gruesome story leads off our newscast.
Milwaukee police found body parts in a Northside apartment, and now they wonder if they've uncovered some kind of death factory.
At least 30 people have been found dead at a hotel.
Police found parts of bodies, leading them to believe the man they arrested is a mass murderer.
Z-O-Z-O.
Oh my God!
Well, too bad AC ain't in charge no more. So, welcome everybody to another episode of Lobotomized. I'm your host, Kevin, and I'm joined here by...
Kyle.
And...
Amanda.
All right, and we want to thank all of you for tuning in and checking us out today on the old docket. We have part two of Lil Herb, which will be covering the actual haunting of Fox Hollow Farm. Now, if you guys skip to part two, I would recommend, you know, go back to part one and give that a listen, give you a little bit more background on what we're talking about. Or, you know, I could go fuck myself. It doesn't matter. Just do whatever the fuck you want. Hey, as long as you guys are here and pressing play, I really don't give a shit. So I just want to say thank you.
Oh, he's so nice.
I appreciate it. I know. Aren't I? We did already spend the first, like, half hour here off mic just bullshitting, but yeah, it's getting on record. Just real quick, how's everything going, guys? Christmas is good, all that stuff.
Going good. Yeah. Good Christmas.
It's good.
I had 3 days of partying.
It was awesome.
Excellent.
That's fantastic. I basically tried to rid the world of Dos Equis during those 3 days, which was
Oh my God, that's so thoughtful of you.
I know, it was great. It was a great Christmas. I bought people things too. Jesus Christ.
Good job.
But while I gave them to them, I usually had a present in one hand and Dos Equis in the other. But, you know, it's fine. Don't worry about that. I was trying to make myself more merry and interesting at the same time.
Happy holidays.
Yep, exactly. I like Dos Equis because it makes me feel interesting. Okay? Fuck.
You're very interesting.
Yeah, fucking judgery-do. But
a judgery-do?
Yes.
You told them.
I know, right? I did. But, it's good. But glad you guys, Christmas is good and all that. And, you guys just ready to just kind of jump into this thing? Ready to go?
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it.
I'm ready.
All right, cool. So, basically, when we left off last episode, Herb, you know, little bitch that he is, had blown his head off in Canada and dirtied up a park. So, you know, after a couple years, of course, the house lays vacant for a while. And, I mean, honestly, like, this is a property that... Look, I mean, we were talking about it earlier and probably get into it more with you guys as it goes around. As somebody who used to investigate haunted places, if there was anywhere in the fucking world that was haunted, it would probably be Fox Hollow Farm.
Oh, yeah. Still finding the bones.
They're literally still digging up bones from her allegedly killing and murdering a bunch of...
Yeah, we're doing this allegedly shit again.
We're just for a little bit, just for a second, all right? I'm just covering our asses for... legal. Don't worry about it.
He might be innocent.
Yeah, he might have been innocent, you know, but...
Yeah, right.
He did flee the country and then blow his brains out, so it doesn't look very good, but I don't know, he might be innocent.
Those were medical cadavers!
Oh, God. But yes. So, you know, of course, like with any property that had a bunch of people murdered in it, it sat vacant for a few years. But then in 2006, Rob and Vicky Graves arrived at Fox Hollow Farm to see the house. So
it's kind of ironic, their name, though, you know?
It is kind of.
Oh, my God.
It is kind of ironic.
You're absolutely right. I cannot even believe
I didn't think that?
No. No. Well, you know why? Because I read their names, but I don't know. I was kind of just listening to the stories and stuff behind it, and I just...
Dozens of shallow graves on the property.
God.
Well, wow. one good thing about the paranormal witness, which, by the way, that's basically what I'm basing the timeline of events off the episode of Paranormal Witness that covered this, is they show the names right there on the screen. So I was like, graves. I'm like, all right, that's kind of funny.
Oh, my gosh.
But yeah, so they arrived to see the house without initially knowing whose house it was. So they're kind of walking around and it's the same thing. It's like, well, this price for this property is really cheap.
Yeah.
Like, basically something is, you know,
why is this so cheap?
Setting it off. And then finally Rob realizes that he remembered hearing about the place on the news and then talked to the realtor and it was like, hey, is this her Baumeister's house? In which he said yes, and that explains why the price is so cheap.
But here's what, because I was talking to Kyle before we were on this. Is there some sort of, I don't know if there's a law or don't you have to disclose that? Or no, do you not have to disclose that information? Because I just found it weird, because what I was watching is it really seemed that like the couple had to kind of figure it out on their own and then ask the realtor. And then she was like, yeah, you're right. I'm like, I forgot that little piece of information. Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Well, by the way, you might be finding human remains.
Yeah.
Like,
if you find any weird leg-shaped rocks.
Patch of trees over there.
Yeah. Yeah, if you find rock-shaped, like, skulls, those are skulls. Sorry.
But is that something you have to disclose?
I thought they did.
Maybe I'm not 100% on that. Maybe because he wasn't convicted or sentenced or anything.
Something like that. Oh, I could see that being, like, a state-by-state case,
yeah,
possibly.
Yeah, that's something I don't know.
But
yeah.
I think at the same time, if somebody asks, like, hey, we're like 12 people murdered at this house, I think that they have to tell the truth.
Yes.
Yeah. I've heard of states that you have to even disclose if it's haunted, like if a property's haunted or something. Like,
yes. Or allegedly haunted. No,
allegedly. But yeah, again. I don't know how you go about proving any of that anyway, because otherwise, you know, it wouldn't be, supernatural.
Yeah, I could see it disclosing that, but at the same time, like, I don't think that's a legal reason for anybody to be able to, like, break a lease or something like that.
But what about, like, I mean, I understand, like, he was never convicted.
Allegedly.
But, like, he was never convicted.
Yes, there you go.
So, but
that's the word that'll save us.
But
allegedly.
Don't they have to disclose, hey, we found bodies on this land, you know what I mean? So maybe not like, oh, or we found a lot of bones on this land. Like, you don't, like, to me, that's crazy that
maybe,
I don't know. That's something I should have looked up beforehand. If anybody else knows the answer to that.
Yeah.
Maybe,
if we have anybody listening who's a realtor or anything like that, please.
Or just knows like the
let
law.
Us know. Yes. Or yeah. If you're a house lawyer or whatever the fuck that is. I don't know. Is that a thing? That's not a thing, right?
I don't know.
Maybe.
Something.
Something like a
some kind of lawyer.
Yeah. Some kind of lawyer or a realtor or something like that. Yeah. Please let us know if you have to disclose. Is it like a number of bodies? Like if it's like five or less, so you don't have to say something. Like, I don't know.
I think like even just morally, it'd be good to let somebody know. Like you don't want it. Like you like a picture of some sleazy realtor. Just like
that's kind of what I'm picturing.
Trying to like just be like, all right, come on, just. Just
please don't
house.
Ask why the house is
just
so
buy
cheap.
The house.
Please
just
don't
sign
ask.
Right here. Yeah. Sign right here.
Exactly.
Yes.
Just being a pushy bitch about it.
I just bought her Baumeister's house.
They only identified four of them, so I'm in the clear.
Fucking idiot.
The rest I could just say are rocks. It's okay. It's not a big deal.
Oh my God.
But yeah, I have no idea whether or not that's like a legal thing that you have to disclose. I mean, like I said, it's probably state to state, but if anybody out there knows, definitely.
Yeah, because the only thing that I, you know, saw in the videos that I watched, it gave me the impression that they had to find that information themselves.
Well, I mean,
remember when Jimmy's brother-in-law, their parents bought that house and that lady was murdered in it?
Did that? Oh, yeah, they did, didn't they?
I think, like, they were told that.
Okay.
It was also dirt cheap, though, too, because somebody got murdered in it.
Well, yeah,
but
exactly.
But they were told that. At least they...
I think maybe beforehand, unless they already just knew that, but I think they told them.
They were up front? Okay. Well, I mean, maybe in Ohio, you have to legally disclose that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
And actually, now that I think about it, I know the house that I grew up in when I was a little kid in Brook Park, the house back in the day was like 100 years old, and my parents knew, I'm pretty sure they knew buying it, that the lady, she died upstairs. Mm. Like there was a lady that died upstairs, and I'm assuming that the buyers, I don't know who told, but they, well, that's they like, had known
that's
that.
That's different, though. Like,
yeah, she it wasn't like old, a crime.
And then she died. She didn't get, like, yeah. hacked into a bunch of pieces.
Yeah. But
and
it's then just, like,
strewn like different, yeah.
out in the backyard.
Oh, it's totally different. But yeah. I guess they, like, they still were told, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
you I know? Mean,
maybe so they some, even told her just that somebody passed away?
Yeah. Like somebody died in the upstairs bedroom yeah. or something.
See, that's, I think people would want to know.
Yeah.
I would.
I mean, at the same time,
actually,
though, it's
maybe
like,
not because I don't know if the guy died in my house.
Well, see, there you go.
I mean, actually, I don't want to know.
I feel like most houses that are over 50, you know, 60 years
it's probably
old
very common.
Have probably had somebody fucking yeah. die in them. But most the thing likely, is, yeah. is like they didn't get like murdered and then chopped into pieces yeah. and then strewn about the backyard.
Yeah. You know?
So that's where the difference is. But so, you know, Rob and Vicky, like I said, they realize that it's Herb's house and basically kind of talk to each other. And I mean, at this point, apparently, from what I understand, is they're both skeptics. Like, they don't believe in anything like that. So they basically talk like, hey, like, would this bother you? And she kind of like thought about it for a second. But I mean, when you start looking at the price for something like
and
that.
And the house is beautiful. And the house is the grounds awesome. Were beautiful.
Yeah, yes. It really isn't.
There's
awesome
a fucking
place.
Pool in the basement. Like, that's cool as fuck. Like,
yeah, in the yard, just mm-hmm. everything about it. I mean,
like, I'll put it to you guys. Like, would you guys feel comfortable? Would you guys feel comfortable living in a house where somebody committed a bunch of murders?
Not that house. I mean, I'm not like, I'll say, I don't want to say I'm a skeptic. I don't know. That stuff kind of like, I feel like, I would walk through the house, you know what I mean? Like look at it. Like if a realtor wanted to like show me through it and stuff, I'd be real interested in looking at it. But ultimately
you
buying
live
it,
there.
Like I, that, no, that's too, yeah. that's too permanent.
I wouldn't
for me.
Want to live there.
Yeah.
It's
I get
like,
you.
The place is stained.
I feel
for
like,
sure.
you know, yeah. even if it didn't haunt me personally, I just feel like it would throw just bad luck.
Yeah.
Onto me. I you can. Know, I don't know. I'm sure
walking through there is just bad vibes and just like weird.
Or,
you know,
I would try to be like an investigator and find more bones.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I that's something that I might like, you know, cause you know, you want to find, you know, justice for, you know, people and stuff. And
yeah,
I don't know, but I think I would be able to go around the grounds. I would not be able to live in the house.
I think I would be okay with it, honestly. Like, even that, like, you're telling me, like, I don't know, it's like 18 acres. Like, I'm looking at, like, that specific house. Like I wouldn't want to live in, like, Gacy's house because he lived in a fucking shithole. Like, you know, like, but, I mean, you know, Herb, like, he's got, like, 18 acres. He's got, like, that pool in the fucking basement.
On.
He's got the wet bar. Like, that would be pretty sweet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but with the pool seeming to be like where he did most of the killing and shit, that really sucks though.
Yeah, there's that too, which is unfortunate. Because
it's like the coolest part, but it's also the most like stained with these like bad murder vibes. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Which I get it, but yeah, I don't know. It depends.
I might be able to like rent it out for a week or something. At first I was going to say rent it out for a few months. And then I was like, ooh, I don't know that I could do
it's
that.
Like, a couple months is too long.
Yeah.
That's too long.
They should make an Airbnb out of this.
Yeah.
Place.
Honestly though, they should. You would make, I was going to say you'd make a killing on it. You'd make, Jesus. But you really would. I mean, for people like you, Kevin, who would want to like.
Oh, I'd be all about that.
Yeah, you
if
would.
If it was, like, I would have already.
Like, stay in that.
There.
Yeah. No.
I probably would have already stayed there.
And there's already.
If
know,
I could stay in, like, that apartment, like, where fucking Joe lives.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. That's what I'm saying.
We'll get to that later, but, like, they had.
And then get access to shit. Like, yes. Oh, that'd be awesome.
They When they first awesome. Moved in, they already thought, like, oh, this house is going to attract people that want to just come and look at it, which we'll get to.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, which makes sense because, yeah, there's goofy people like me that would want to fucking see that. Like,
yeah.
You know, no disrespect to the victims, but still, it's a taboo thing and, like, it's weird. But, yeah, so speaking of the pool, So basically, one of the first things that happens is, I guess there had been a bunch of gravel tracked in from the outside in the pool room. So Vicky goes down there and is just like, all right, I'm going to go vacuum this up, and starts kind of going to town. And all of a sudden she's vacuuming and the vacuum just powers off. And she looks over, sees the plug is sitting out of the extension cord or whatever. And it's like, okay, that's kind of weird, whatever. So she goes back, plugs it in again, and starts vacuuming. And then all of a sudden it shuts off again. And she looks over and the cord is unplugged again. But this time it's even further away from the extension cord. And she's pretty convinced that she didn't pull it or anything like that.
Yeah, but she's more aware of what she was doing because it already happened once.
Exactly. So now she's kind of like getting like a little like, okay, what's going on? This is weird, whatever. So she goes back, plugs it in one more time, and it basically like popped out of the goddamn socket and like popped.
She watched the fucking happen. Yeah. Didn't like, she? Like yeah. That last time.
She was like looking at it and it literally like popped out of the fucking socket and like made like a spark and everything like that. And she also mentioned that it felt like someone didn't want her there. Which, knowing her, she's a woman, makes sense.
It certainly does.
Yep.
Especially with how much contact he had with his wife in real life.
Yeah. You're probably like, ew, boobs. And like, you know, like whatever. And like, that's it. So, I mean, I get it. It makes sense that it would kind of fuck with her a little bit more. It's like, get out of here. This is my fuck room.
Right.
So.
And wasn't at the time like when kind of everything was coming to a head for him, he was like living in the guest house, like away from his wife because they weren't doing so well?
I think so, but that's
I can't remember.
I can't remember, honestly.
I think he was, like, during...
I mean, I know his wife would leave for, like... Wouldn't she leave for, like, holidays for a while? Like, she would be gone for a while.
Leave for the summer.
Yeah, she'd, like, leave for the summer and, like, go to, like, the parents' house and take the kids and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like, the kids would go to, like, their grandparents' house, like, during the summer, which, you know, left her belong to, allegedly, do his thing. So...
Yeah.
His thing being killing and... Yeah, fucking other dudes while he's married. So, allegedly. Yeah, I know, right? So, after, so that was like kind of like the first thing that kind of started it a little bit and got at least Vicky a little like, okay, something weird might be going on here, but...
That would be more than just, like, that would freak me out to the point of, I mean, even just that would freak me out. I'd be like, I'm never going down here again. Yeah. I mean, the fact that you watch it get pulled out of the wall, like it's not even like a, oh God, it was weird. Like, you know, it kept pulling out of the wall. I didn't think I was, you know, pulling the cord too far, but to actually plug it back in, watch it being pulled out, I'd be like, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
I mean, already.
And according to the episode, it was like it popped like the fucking like connection in there and actually caused a spark like as it popped out of there.
Yeah, so, that's a lot of energy.
That's actually a lot of energy, yeah. Which, you know, is not good if, you know, it's the spirit of someone who likes to kill people, allegedly. So after that, Rob basically, what Rob did was I don't know, he's, well, being able to buy a big, nice property like that. He's probably a big wig at the car dealership he worked at. And that's where he met Joe LeBlanc and from working there. And basically, Joe had this issue where he was always showing up late. And we all know how annoying that can be with somebody. But apparently, he had a long drive and he didn't live, you know, he lived very far from where he worked from. But it turned out that Rob, there was an apartment kind of on the property. So he basically offered it to him so then he wouldn't have to drive as far, basically. And I don't know if they were coworkers or if Rob was his boss and then offered it to him. Cause I mean, honestly, if it was me, I'd be like if my boss was like, hey, why don't you live at my house? And like, then you get to work on time.
It did seem to me he was like a supervisor for Joey. It did,
kind of. Like, from the episode, like, yeah. I don't know if I'm taking that. I'd be like...
But also- also, that's kind of pretty nice. Like,
no, hey, it's really nice. I'm not saying that. It's just
it,
like, it's,
I definitely wouldn't do it if it was a room in his house, but he had like his own separate thing.
He so did.
But yeah, kinda like, hey, I have a space in my bed.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it would be like living in like the company building, you know, mm-hmm. and shit like that. Yeah. It's like anytime you go in the fucking elevator, you're seeing these assholes. You go to work, you're seeing the same fucking people. Like, it's just enough separation for me. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. that's all I'm saying. I mean, Rob seems like a decent guy. You know, I'm not trying to besmirch the good name of Rob Graves here. Mm-hmm. Like, as far as I know, he's never, you know, killed anybody. So.
But if he did, it would be an easy excuse. Oh, this body was here from...
Yeah. He's like, oh, yeah, he totally could. He totally could.
And he really could.
But,
well, they could probably date that shit. Still.
This guy just disappeared yesterday.
Yeah. No, he's been here forever. He's been here forever. Tell ya. No, you know all these bone rocks we got around here? Like. Bone rocks. But, So Joe and his dog Fred, they move in, and he decides to take it, and that's
immediately
shit starts going fucky. Like, it's basically his first night, and he had a dream, and like most of us, you know, Joe made the point of saying that he usually doesn't remember his dreams, you know. So I mean, I don't know how often you guys do.
I remember my dreams every night. Oh my god! But anyways, go on.
Yeah,
that is often for me.
Well, you don't. So yeah. that kind of makes that go away. So sorry, guys, that was kind of just for us. But if you know, you know. I'm just gonna say that. But so basically, yeah, the first night he apparently had this dream where he was running and he felt the need to run and basically ran up to another guy, and this guy just screamed in his face, and then he woke up and
he was soaking wet too, wasn't he?
Yes, he was soaking wet, which in actually like it'll come back to that, honestly, because this is actually not the first time that he sees this guy, which from what I'm getting apparently it startled him so much that he literally woke up and jumped out of bed and started running away from whatever, you know, and actually ran into the fucking door frame and fucking fell down. Like,
oh, he wasn't running in his sleep,
or he was running in his sleep, but it was so like
he woke up so
like
abruptly.
He woke up so amped up and like terrified that mm-hmm. he started running from his bed and the door frame.
Which
if you added like Benny Hill music to it would be fucking hilarious to see. But at the same time, like, I understand
reacted
that.
Like that from a nightmare.
I never have. I mean, I've woken up and been like, what the fuck was that?
I've like sat up and been like, what the fuck? Yeah. But then like, God, I can't imagine the type of dream that would like send me just running.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Without even like, knowing what
you wake up, you know, you wake up and you still need to get away from whatever the fuck you were dealing with.
Yeah,
you
that's know intense. What I mean?
Like that's
yeah, I've never had
really intense.
I've never had to that extent. I've had for like you wake up in like a panic attack and like then you realize it's not real. But like he like woke up and did not realize it wasn't real. Like, did he not realize it wasn't real? Like, that's how crazy it was. That's how
right.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I've never had a dream like
never
that.
Never had a dream that intense.
I really
he probably never
to.
Did either until that day.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what sent him running into the fucking door frame, probably. So, yeah. So that was like basically his first night. So, yeah. Welcome
Very
home.
First night.
Welcome home, buddy. Yeah. Like, I don't know what to tell you. So.
But this is what we were wondering. If Rob told Joey if that it's Herb Baumeister's place.
I believe he did.
I feel like he would have to.
I do believe he did. Like, but, when he was talking to him. Because I think in the episode he says that, yeah, like, Rob told him, like, whose house it was, you know, what's going on, but...
And then, you know, like, at least I'm pretty sure from the last episode, that was, like, his main living quarters, too, like, towards the end. And I would really want to know that, too, if, like, especially you're like, oh, it's just a guest house. This guy was probably never even in there. But actually, no, he was in there all the freaking time.
Well, actually, it was kind of a thing in the other video I watched on YouTube where I think it was, I think it was Rob who has actually conjectured this, but because apparently the thought was that he did bring guys back to that apartment as well. And it was basically like the thinking was most of the time. I mean, of course, there's going to be, you know, exceptions and stuff like that. Like most of the time from what they were looking into and everything. And after like talking to more people is if he brought you to the guest house, you went home. If he brought you down to the pool, you didn't.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's okay. What he was kind of conjecturing a little bit.
And see, what I would have conjectured out of that is I would have thought he'd bring people to his guest house, like if his wife was home or something. Mm. I don't know. Like, or if there was a reason he might get caught or something. But that's just something that my, you know, uninformed, I don't think
he was doing it when she was home.
But I mean, like that would make sense.
But she would leave for such extended periods of time. Like, it didn't matter. He had time to go, you know, do that. But yeah, I really don't think that. Yeah. Going cruising.
Cruising for dudes. Spider web, dude. Like, once he gets one of those guys in there, they don't come out.
Well, it's the thing. It's like, I mean, you look at her and he looks like a little bitch, you know? Like, he's the epitome of like what a little bitch looks like.
I had kept his screenshot on the screen for so long. I'm like, I'm sick of this guy's face, man.
I know, right?
Yeah, I know.
He looks like he's been the recipient of so many fucking swirlies and all kinds of shit. But
that
like,
was his villain origin story.
But you know, like, I mean, he just fucking like once he gets these dudes in here, he's like, here, have another drink. Here, have another drink. Here, have some of this. Here, have that. You know, like,
I wonder
kind of thing.
What people found, like, why people found him so attractive.
Yeah.
Because he had a fucking pool.
Yeah.
That was the bait on the hook. It's like, all right, this guy looks, he's kind of weird, whatever, but like, oh shit, he's got a fucking pool. Yeah.
I mean, he lived a normal life.
It's the same
life,
reason Michael Jackson had a fucking Ferris wheel.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's called,
did
it's
he have
bait.
A Ferris wheel?
Yes.
Yeah, he had like a whole little amusement park.
I knew he had like a lot of stuff, but.
But that's the thing. It's like if you're.
Yeah, it's pretty enticing.
You gotta know what you're hunting for. It's like, what do they like? You know, it's like, okay, there you go. So, allegedly. I don't know, right? Does it matter if he's dead too? Yeah, I should be careful. Allegedly, he did things. But, you know, like I said, you know, you gotta put the right bait on the hook.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That's true.
And like I said, an indoor pool, like that's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would like want to go have a one-on-one part. Well, I definitely wouldn't because I'm straight, but like.
Yeah, but right. If Herb would have said, hey, my house is haunted with ghosts.
I would have been right there.
And I have an EMF detector.
And a tiki bar and a pool.
Don't tell me you wouldn't have whisked away.
I would have. I would have been like, all right, hey, I'll follow you. I'll be right behind you. Just go ahead. Like, yep. Yeah, I would have been there. Yep. And then I would have ended up dead, probably. Well, actually, you know what? I wouldn't have because he always seemed to ask first. He'd been like, hey, you ever tried like jerking off and choking with like just dudes? And I've been like, that's not what I'm here for, bro.
Yeah.
Like, sorry. But you're literally trying to create a haunted house, which is kind of weird, but you know. All right.
All the mannequins, too.
Exactly.
God.
Like, as soon as I would have seen the mannequins, I would have been like, okay, I'm going to have one drink and I'm going to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Like, no, I don't want to go swimming. Sorry, dude. Like, the mannequins are freaking me out.
You'd be like, but the ghosts are in the swimming pool.
Yeah, the ghosts are in
the water.
It's like, well, I can see them from here. So, yeah, I'm good.
Okay, let me check.
Something. Yeah, I was going to say, why don't you jump in and try to get them all riled up? You know, do something. All right. So at this point, we finally get to the guy in the red shirt. Now, the guy in the red shirt is basically, I guess Vicky was outside and she looked over in the yard and there was somebody in a red shirt that was walking away from her and walking towards the wood line. Now, the thing with this guy is, and it took her kind of a second to realize this, this guy's legs were transparent. Yes.
Oh, that's a...
Yes, you could tell the red shirt, but apparently his legs were transparent. And as he walked into the woods, he disappeared.
Maybe he was wearing camouflage pants.
Maybe he was shirt knocking.
Maybe he was Predator.
He's might have Predator. He might have been a Predator. Half Predator.
Yeah, he's half Predator. Just the bottom half.
Oh, my.
I know, right? That'd be terrifying. See Arnold fight one of those. I can still see your top.
So that's when they thought that it might have been, at first, they thought that it was maybe somebody coming over to walk through the woods to check out the house and the property just because it was like, oh, that's the where a serial killer lived.
Yeah, exactly. It was like when I was in Milwaukee and I went and drove by where fucking Dahmer lived. You know, it's the same shit.
It makes sense. And they knew that buying the house. I mean, they knew that when they bought the house that, oh, there might be, you know, people that, I mean, because I'm sure there probably were many people who probably did that at some point.
Teenagers be like, oh, let's go check out the house, the murder house.
Like, I would fucking have done that like a bunch of fucking times.
Especially with
knowing the house is vacant.
Like, yeah, for how long it was vacant.
Broken into that. I would have totally broken into that house.
I bet people did, man.
Yes. I would have been like, dude, I'm going down to the fucking porn room. Like, this is fucked up.
Yeah.
Sweet. Let's fucking go. Like, but yeah, I 100% would have done that. Until I realized, like, oh shit, somebody lives here now. Like, all right, yeah, we should probably stop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, I would go there all the time because I'm a fucking idiot. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When it comes to shit like that, like, yes, I guess.
I don't blame you.
If I was in a horror movie where there was a haunted house and like everybody dies who goes to the haunted house, like I'm going to the fucking haunted house. Like, like there's no like, I'll be fine. Like, they were all dumb. They just, you know, they didn't die. They just went somewhere else. They moved away. Yeah, or something. But, oh.
So, yeah, they thought it was trespasser before, until she saw there was no legs.
Yeah. Until she saw, he didn't have no legs, Lieutenant Dan. So, and then,
feel my legs.
Yeah, he just kind of faded away.
You know, and the fact that they were originally skeptics, that really makes me believe this even more, really. Because, I mean, they're trying to give their brains, like, the benefit of the doubt. Yeah. Like, oh, no, it's probably just I probably pulled the cord too far, or, oh, it's probably just somebody just really wanting to go through the yard. And when skeptics are like, no, this really happened, like, I believe it.
Yeah. It's more convincing than somebody who's, already into the, or they bought the house wanting it to be haunted.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know, they bought the house thinking this is just a good deal.
Yeah.
And ghosts aren't real.
I mean, that was always like the hardest part with me doing it too, because I always had to like try to back away, you know? Because like even when I was watching that video on YouTube, like one of the, I don't know who this guy was, but he was one of the investigators who was like, they were doing something. And at some point he says, it's like, oh, that had to be a ghost. And I'm like, dude, like, no, like, you can't say that. You cannot say and be taken seriously.
Yeah.
Like, you literally just lost all credibility. It's like, oh, that has to be a ghost. It's like,
what else could it have been?
It literally has to be like somebody walking in and being like, hi, I'm a ghost. And then they walk through the wall. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the only time you can say, oh, that's a ghost. Like, everything else is just like, I don't have an explanation for that. Mm-hmm. I've looked for every reason. I have no explanation of what it is. You can't just be throwing that around because you instantly lose every single piece of credibility that you have. Which sucks because I want them all to be fucking ghosts. But like, you can't. Like, you have to be able to make that separation and try to keep yourself back from being too fucking overexcited by this type of shit.
And I feel like the way that to prove to me is that you debunk everything else first.
Yeah.
Like, exactly. It's like, okay, well, it can't be this. What else could it have been? This, or this. Okay, it can't be this. So, like, really just kind of like process of elimination.
That's exactly what we try to do every single time. Like, anytime something happens, it's like, okay, well, was it this? No. Okay, was it this? No.
Was it this? No. It's like, okay.
Was it this? Oh, well, it could have been, but, you know.
It's like, maybe, you know. But probably, but I don't think so, mm-hmm. you know. And then you finally just get to, like, basically, like, the furthest that I can always go is I don't know. Like, I don't know what that was.
And that's more believable. That's, to me, that's a 100% more believable that, you know, than somebody going, oh, my God, that was absolutely a ghost.
It's like, oh, there's a fucking ghost there. You know, yeah. Like, it's like when we were at fucking Bobby Mackey's and we had the fucking flashlights turning on and off by themselves. Like, I have no idea what the fuck is causing that. Is it possible that there's some kind of electrical thing that is happening at the same time I'm literally asking it to do that? Yeah. Like, maybe. Like, yes, that is a possibility. A very rare possibility, but it's still a possibility. But at the same time, like, I'm leaning towards, I have no idea.
You're like, I can tell you objectively what had happened.
Yes. It's like, this is what happens, and it doesn't make any fucking sense, so.
But this is the facts.
But this is what happens. Yeah. And I actually have video footage of that, too, which is sweet.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's cool. But, yeah. And I mean, even saying, like, about the skeptic thing, like Vicky even said, like, it was really hard for me to accept that. That I saw that, mm-hmm. like that made like in my brain, like that just, it just didn't make any sense.
Well, and you know, and say if I was somebody who bought that house, honestly, I would almost force myself to be a skeptic because I'd be like, I have to live here. Like, yeah. I can't like, no, that was not, my house is not haunted. Like, I'm okay. Mm-hmm. No, that was nothing. Like, I think I would almost force myself to be a skeptic. Like, out of it for survival mode. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, if I knew I had to live there. Like, and so even, like, all these things even further, like, you know, that's what I would be doing at least. Yeah. Like, oh, no, that's definitely not happening.
It would be a defense mechanism, basically.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. So we get back to Joe. So this is about a week after Joe moves in. It's probably around 9 o'clock at night, and he starts hearing someone knocking at the door. So, of course, he goes and checks it out. There's no one there. Starts to feel a little bit uncomfortable, and basically, I guess his TV is doing the thing where there's static, and he goes over to his TV, turns it off, and he sees the reflection of somebody behind him, and they jump in, like run off into the bedroom, basically.
Did that happen? So that happened that the first time. Wasn't there a couple times where there was knocking at his door?
Yeah. The knocking thing was persistent. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And, but
this is the first time it happened, and it was accompanied by him seeing something in the reflection of his TV when he turned it off.
Can you imagine? I cannot even imagine that.
That would freak me out like so bad.
I remember.
My first thing would be like, dude, there's somebody in my house. Like, it wouldn't even be like a haunted thing. I'd be like, somebody's fucking in here. And
I'll never forget.
Do something.
When I lived at my parents' house, I was in the basement and we had a big screen TV and I was just sitting on the couch and all of a sudden in the reflection of the TV, there was something tall and it like moved. It like just moved behind me. And I'm like, okay, I'm dead. Like, who is that? Well, it was actually we must have just had a party or something. And we had helium balloons and we had vents on the ceiling so that like the AC kicked on or something. And it blew the balloon down. And so it looked like a head.
It looked like a head, yeah.
Moved.
Oh, my God.
It looked like a head moved. And I will never forget how scary that moment in my life was. Because he was right behind me. And I'm just like.
Yeah.
It's like, so well, of course, here we go. You look. Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, my God. I'll never forget that. So anyways, I have PTSD from that.
Yeah.
From what you just said, that brings, like, I know the fear, like, the fear of that. Oh, my God. Anyways, go on.
No, that's fine. I mean,
I've never seen anything like that.
As far as I could tell, it wasn't a balloon. So
it would freak me out, though.
Because, Joe ended up, going into the bedroom, and, of course, there's nothing there. And, yeah. So a little bit after that, Rob at the same time, like Rob really isn't getting any of this. which is weird because knowing Herb, you think like Rob would be the one, like, I mean, he already kind of latched on to Joe, but you like, you think he would be fucking more with Rob too as well. Because I mean, even in the case of looking at what he is like, you know, husband, you know, with kids, like basically Rob is the living embodiment of the mask that Herb Baumeister was trying to wear. You know what I mean?
You're
so
right.
I think that would, you would think that that would prompt him to kind of go after him as well, but there really wasn't a whole lot that Rob seemed to experience. It was more Joe and just Vicky, which, I mean, do you want to just get into this thing really quick with Joe? Okay, so is Joe gay?
I don't know, but if I do think if he was, you know, gay and lived in that apartment, I just think feel like if the spirit of Herb Baumeister would be more apt to fuck with him than Rob, or, you know, even maybe just some straight guy, or, you know,
it makes
female.
It makes more sense that he would go after Joe more than anybody else if that, Joe was gay.
If he was, yeah, because then, you know, that was his prey when he was alive, you know. Yeah,
exactly.
And that would rationalize, that would make so much more sense because, you know, and really for him, for Joe and Vicky both, you know, if you think of, you know, Herb, he, you know, and this is if Joe was gay, you know, that's why he leaned into messing with him. And then maybe he messed with Vicky just because, you know, he was married, you know, and he probably, you know, compared himself the least to Rick. His name is Rick, right?
Rob. He probably
just shared the least amount of similarities, or at least emotional connection, probably because it was a mask, you know?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, that makes sense. I don't know, maybe. I mean,
something to think about. I mean,
Joe, if you ever listen to this, you know, let us know. Like, I don't know. I'm curious about that, to see if maybe that's probably a reason why he was fucking with you more than anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it makes sense. It really makes sense. Besides you just being in one of his, you know, fuck dens, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Well, and even if he wasn't, I mean, clearly if he's living by himself, he's probably a single guy. Mm-hmm. So whether... Yeah. You know, straight or gay, maybe Herb
just liked him.
Herb just liked him. You know, yeah. a straight single man living in his old stomping ground.
He did inappropriate comments and did stuff with the employees at his store, right? He would do that.
Yeah,
even if, you know, if they're not gay, you still wouldn't stop him from fucking slapping some ass or something.
Yeah, just, you know, playing a little grab ass or something like that.
Playing a little grab ass. Yeah.
just doing it. Like, it's fine, whatever. But yeah, so at this point, just not like a direct response to what's going on, but more just in case of, you know, the idea of people coming on the property or something like that, Rob decides to install a bunch of surveillance cameras around. Just as, you know, one more layer of protection.
Or one more layer of proof.
Yeah,
you know?
There is that as well.
Yeah.
There is that as well. So after that, we get to about 3 weeks later. And Joe and Fred, Fred's Joe's dog. I don't know if we mentioned that, but yeah.
Yeah, I think you did.
Did we? Okay. All right. Well, Joe.
Good old Fred.
Yeah, Joe has a dog named Fred. Which, you know, it's cool. I enjoy, you know, just regular old people names for dogs.
Oh, like, my God. Fun. Oh, I do too.
Yeah, it's fun. I was just like, look at Fred. Like, Fred's awesome. Fred seems awesome. So at least the dog actor that they had playing Fred in the show looked like a good boy. So, but, like I said, it's about 3 weeks later after that. And I guess one of the things that they would do is, you know, because it's a big property, their driveway was really long. And what they would do is just go for walks and just kind of like walk the driveway. And, you know, it was just
nice way to unwind at the end of the day. Like, you know, be sweet. So they're pretty much doing that. And all of a sudden, Fred kind of freaks out a little bit and kind of goes after something in the woods. Goes run off into the woods. So.
And I know that was typically, that was atypical of Fred.
Yeah.
Because he was a good boy.
Yeah, he was a good boy.
He would always stay by his side.
Yeah, like he was able to walk him off leash, mm-hmm. you know? So, I mean, that's a good dog. Like, I mean, I could probably do that with my dogs, but my dogs are too stupid, honestly. Like, I can't do
no,
that. Like,
I could not do dumb. That with my dogs.
Like, they would do like, yeah, they would do like a squirrel and like run off and like, that would be it. So, yeah, I can't really do that with them. But, so Fred goes off into the woods and sees something. Now, at this point, you know, Joe, he knows that Vicky has seen the man in the red shirt. Well, this
did
is
he
when
know he knew that at this time?
I believe he did, yes. Okay. So now Joe sees them. He sees okay. whoever. He sees.
I wasn't sure how that happened. If they like saw them like exclusively and then talked about it later.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that they were both on the same page as far okay. as that went. So he sees the man in the red shirt go walking into the woods and he, you know, goes after Fred, and like he doesn't really want to, obviously, because at this point, like apparently this time he had real legs. So I don't know, he was a real boy, I guess. I don't know, however the fuck you want to put it. But like,
it was dark out this
yeah,
time.
Yeah, it was too, dark, so he probably couldn't see
for him to tell.
Yeah, anyway. He probably couldn't see his predator legs. So yeah, but so yeah, so he goes in after Fred, and he's just going around like trying to find him quick and call him because, as far as he knows, there's somebody else who's in the woods with him, like close by, and it's like this kind of fucked up, you know. But apparently, same thing. He ends up running into him in the woods, and the guy just basically same thing. He just screams in his face, freaks him out, and then, you know, just runs out of there, and you know, finally, you know, finds Fred, and they go in. So this is actually, you know what I want to say? I'm going to walk that back a little bit because I don't think he did know about the man in the red shirt.
Okay. I didn't think so yet.
Yeah, because this is finally the tipping point where he goes and he talks to Rob and Vicky.
Yes.
And he's like, look, like I got some fucked up shit going on, like blah, blah, blah. And then they compare, basically they compare notes.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so that
it was in the same area, right?
Yeah, it was in the same area,
which makes me believe it even more that they saw it separately.
Yes,
talked about it,
and then talked about it. Yes, because I think that was the final. Because I mean, like that's hard for some people, you know, like especially with like you know, I started with the knocking, and then like you know, he had that dream, and you know, all that, and then he finally saw somebody. He's like, yeah, saw the person on the TV. Yeah, he saw the reflection. You know, so he finally like that was enough. He's like, okay, I need to talk to them more and be like, what the fuck is going on? You know, which makes sense. So, a little bit after that, they have that conversation. All of a sudden. Joe, it's late at night again, and he has the knocking on the door again.
Oh my god!
So it's one of those.
All this shit, man. I'd be like, dude, I'm sleeping at the car dealership.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, but it's the same thing. Like he yells, you know, like, hey, who's there? You know, whatever. Like nothing, just constant, and like this is just constant knocking, like bang, 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 like not stopping. It's just like Jesus Christ. So, of course, he goes over and he opens the door really quick and there's no one there. Now, he basically, according to the story, he literally opened the door as it was still knocking.
Yeah, that's
as
what
it
I read.
Was still knocking.
Yep.
Still knocking. And you have to keep in mind with this apartment, the way it's set up, it's not on the ground. It's actually a story up, and there's steps that you have to walk up to actually get to the door.
I didn't picture it that way.
So okay. As soon as he opened the door, like if somebody was knocking on there to like fuck with him or whatever, there's literally nowhere for them to go quick enough. Like right. There's no, they can't run around and the corner.
You'd hear
and hide.
Somebody walk up the steps even.
Yeah, possibly. Possibly you would.
It was like, at least from the show, the reenactments, there was wooden steps, but like.
Yes, but then there was also
any steps I'd hear.
Yeah, but then there was actually the kicker on top of that. Because as he opened the door, he looked at the actual door knocker, and it was horizontal.
Mm-hmm.
It was just facing out. And then it finally came down and knocked one more time. And just to be a dick and fuck with
just
him.
Just to be honestly, a dick.
Like, just to be a dick. Like, this is all, like, a lot of stereotypical dickish ghost behavior.
Yeah.
Like, a lot
such
of
a
it.
Stereotypical ghost dick.
Ghost dick. Why are you such a ghost dick?
Not being a dick.
Like, it's bad enough you were a dick when you were alive. Now you're just going to be a ghost dick? Like, go fuck yourself, dude. But, probably does. Allegedly. But
allegedly.
But, so, you know, at this point, Joe, I mean, just probably for his own sanity, he still walks down and, like, looks around in the yard to just see if anybody's there.
He's so much more courageous of a person.
Looked up on the roof and stuff. Joe's
actually a lot tougher than he looks.
Right.
Like, I'm not trying to talk shit about Joe. Like, he seems like a good guy.
Joe seems like he's like the most courageous person I've ever read about. That's crazy. Yeah. Like,
what I thought was somebody running into like a bedroom. I mean, I wouldn't go in there after that without a weapon of some kind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe he did grab a weapon, but I mean, even then, I'm like, especially if it was that convincing and be like, somebody's fucking in there. Well, I can just wait out here.
Yeah. I'd be like, they gotta come out eventually. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, if the door was open, I would probably like go and close the door and then just like find something and then eventually like go and, you know, clear the room and everything. But I would probably like close the door first just because I wouldn't want them to be able to see what I was doing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So that'd probably be how I would go about it. And then at the same time, take extra long to try to find a weapon. Just be like, just jump out the window. Just jump out the window. Come on. Like, just jump out the window, wherever the fuck you are. Yeah. I don't know what you want. I don't know why you're here, but just jump out the window and leave me alone. But eventually, like, yes, you have to go in there. Like,
right.
It sucks, but, you know, you have to go in there. But, yeah, so as he is walking around the yard, just taking a look around, he gets the same sensation of, you know, feel like somebody's watching him. So he goes back inside. Basically, after he goes back inside, Fred just kind of starts growling. And that's...
I would be out of there.
That's never good.
Yeah. I would be gone.
Especially when you're normally just chill, passive dog.
Yeah, exactly.
Growling at nothing. And be like, all right, let's get in the car.
And you remember what happened last time when he ran away.
Yeah.
Like, you saw that guy.
Yeah. So, well, it gets worse. So, like I said, Fred's barking, and all of a sudden he starts to hear a little creak. And he looks over at the doorknob, and he can actually see, like, visually see the doorknob turning by itself on his front door.
Yeah, that is haunting.
And, like, yeah, just kind of stands there, like, in disbelief, like, understandably so, and just watching this. And this is all of a sudden when the door just literally like flies open.
Oh my God.
It flies open like somebody kicked it. Like it was like a SWAT team doing a fucking no-knock raid, like just kicked it open. And apparently the door flew open so much that the knob hit the wall on the other side and actually damaged the wall from the force of the door being open.
Yeah,
hard.
I would be gone.
I'm getting goosebumps like just listening to this.
Just thinking about it.
Like visualizing it.
Yeah. It's
I'd be fucking gone, man.
Yeah, it's insanity. Well, it gets worse. So after the door flies open, he basically sees an apparition of this guy go running past the front door, looks at him, he looks absolutely fucking terrified. And screams, and then just kind of runs off.
Now, this guy did not have did he have a red shirt on? This was not the
this
same.
This was not the this same guy. This right? was somebody different. Okay. Yes, this is somebody different. I never figured out what this guy's name was or whatever. But, I mean, apparently, I mean, just judging from
the situation and everything, the only conclusion that I can come to is this is somebody who was attacked by her bomb monster.
Was this the guy who looked like wet?
Yeah, yes. Yeah, that's
was this the guy?
Yeah, he looked wet. Like,
but didn't later Joe identified him as one of the victims?
We'll get to that.
Okay.
Yeah, we will get to that. Actually, very soon. So, actually, right here, honestly. So, but yeah, so after that, you know, Joe goes and touches base with Vicky again and tells her about it. So that's when they start like, okay, we need to figure out more about Lil Herb and what the fuck happened here and all this shit. So they start doing deep dives into the case and all that. They see the photos, and this is when they see the photos of Herb's victims. And he's going through, and there's this one dude who kind of looks like Jared Leto, just a little bit. And yeah, okay. Yeah, if that's your thing. But yeah, if that's your thing, whatever. That's fine. I think he's a bit of a dipshit, but yeah, that's just me. 30 Seconds to Mars fucking sucks. So yeah, I know, right? Oh, I'm sorry. But but yeah, so he finally sees the picture and he just straight up is like, that is who I saw running past my door like the other night.
Yeah.
Like that is him. Like he was 100% positive that was who he saw. Which of course doesn't make any sense because that person's dead. So
right.
But yeah. So after that, you know, Joe's just kind of walking around the property a little bit and just kind of checking stuff out. And yeah, this is where he said it almost felt like he was meant to find it because it was just sitting there pristine. He basically is walking around the property, looks down, and there's a femur. Just sitting fucking there. Femur. He just finds a femur in the yard like it's the fucking Burbs. I don't know if you've ever seen the Burbs, but now, okay, we'll do that probably eventually at some point. But yes, he basically finds a femur just sitting there on the thing. Like I even like wrote my notes. It's like, this is Walter. Like Kyle.
This is Walter.
Yeah, that joke's for Kyle and everybody else. But like everybody who's seen the Burbs, which if you haven't seen the Burbs, go watch the Burbs. It's a fucking awesome movie. Really? But
and wasn't that the spot like where? Didn't they like walk back to the spot where he saw the red shirted guy?
It was.
Yeah,
he was leading almost. Him to like, hey, here's my leg. Like, which is kind of a weird thing to lead him to, but whatever.
It makes
me
think of that Are You Afraid of the Dark episode with the I'm cold.
Oh god, I
where
hate
the kid's in the red shirt.
Yes.
And they
yes.
have to give him his jacket back before he's at peace.
Yeah. They
so
did.
This is like Here's my bone.
I remember that episode so much because I hated the fucking kid because he was such a bitch.
Yeah.
Like he's
yeah.
the biggest bitch ever. Like I fucking hated him. And so did Melissa Joan Hart, because Melissa Joan Hart was in that episode too. And she's just like, you're a fucking pussy, dude. Like
that's what she said.
No,
wow.
I wish she would have.
Pretty much.
That was just me watching the episode. But like, but yeah. No, ah, god, that kid fucking sucked. He's like, nah, 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 like just all this shit.
So
like,
whiny.
He's such a whiny bitch. I hated him. I hated him so fucking much. But that's neither here nor there.
So yeah. I find that weird though. Is that how this bone is just laying there when, you know, the cops have already recovered all these other bones.
Yeah,
and this is like little tiny finger bones and foot bones and shit.
Yeah.
This is literally the biggest bone.
You
and
have
the
like,
body is just laying on the forest floor.
It's like a fully like intact femur, like just a whole.
How did it get
fucking
there?
Femur? Yeah.
You know?
How did it get there? Like how has it? The nobody even noticed it like so far.
Yeah.
You know.
They had to have scoured that area. Like you don't just miss a fucking femur. Why was it laying there?
I have no idea.
And then Joe, why would you pick it up and take it to the fucking Graves' house? And start examining it and touching it and
well, you know,
putting it in your mouth and whatever.
It was probably Fred who was doing that, but
Fred, letting Fred play with it.
Yeah, he's letting Fred just
fetch
play.
With Fred with the femur.
Yeah.
The human femur.
Hey, Fred, that's evidence. You want to bring that back over here, please?
I mean, Fred's a good boy, but he gets excited about, you know, bones
and
stuff.
He doesn't know.
He's a dog. Like, you can't get mad at Fred for this. Like, it's not Fred's fault.
I mean, he probably can't smell the fact that it is human, but just doesn't care.
Yeah.
The happy kind, the lucky kind of dog.
It's just like bone. Like, I don't give a shit where it's from. Like, bone, you know?
Yeah.
He's like, this is what I was running to the whole time.
Yeah.
Of course.
But yeah, so it's after this, they actually bring in Detective Milligan, I guess. He's one of the detectives on the case. And they brought him to the house to basically just kind of show him around and have him show where, you know, different things were discovered and, like, basically showing him more of the crime scene photos and all kinds of stuff. So they get even more of a history with what happened and what's going on. So, which is cool. Like, if I were them, like, I would have done this. I would have done eventually the same thing. I would have gotten contact with whoever was working the case and be like, dude, can you just, like, come over and just kind of show me where you guys found stuff and where you think things happened and stuff like that.
Yeah, after all that weird shit goes down, I'd want to know, like, maybe I could try to pinpoint some things. Or...
Yeah. I mean, at that point, are you just looking for more information? Which I get. Which I completely get.
Absolutely.
I would do the exact same thing.
Well, and especially if you're kind of like the middleman, you know, with these ghosts, like, hey, you know, the reason why I found this is because there was a freaking, you know, something I can't explain, maybe an apparition or something led me here.
Something led me here.
Like,
yes.
Let's figure this out. And if this thing is, you know, as scary as it is, you know, if I'm getting clues, like maybe maybe we can help each other out. Like, you know,
it makes it
less scary. The fact that like, oh, maybe instead of these people haunting me, maybe I'm just helping them like find peace. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, solving the crime or maybe identifying them. And
yeah, that's possible. I mean,
I'd probably feel better about doing that than just. I don't know. At least it's proactive.
Yeah. You
know,
yeah,
that's just it's something.
Sitting
it's
back something. And just getting haunted to hell.
Oh,
oh man. So this is when Joe's friend comes over, who I'm not sure what their exact relationship is, but whatever. Yeah, that's fine. It's fine. This is actually where we had the conjecture of maybe, you know, there was a reason Herb was messing with him more. Perhaps, but you know, nothing. It's just, you know, just another dude, just two dudes just hanging out, you know, just doing, you know, just dude stuff.
Dude things.
Yeah, just dude things. Like, it's fine. Whatever. But, so they all go swimming in the pool and, you know, it's, Joe and his friends and like, I guess, the Graves kids are in there swimming around and they're just kind of hanging out, you know, just whatever. Just, you know, swimming around. They have a fucking pool in their basement. Like, of course they're using it. Like,
yeah.
You know? But, so all of a sudden, Joe feels a ice cold hand going around his neck.
Oh.
God, yeah, that's creepy.
Yeah, which
and this is like when everybody's there. Like, this is like, like he's not by himself.
Yeah,
he's
in the middle of just swimming and having fun.
That's the thing is, he's not alone, but of course, he immediately turns around and sees that everybody else is pretty much on the other end of the pool.
Yeah.
So there's no way it could have been one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's why he's alone, but he's not alone at the same time.
Yeah.
If that makes sense, you know. But...
no one was close enough to even, you know, fuck with him like that.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
As a prank.
Yes. But, so after that, you know, a second, he, you know, of course is like, okay, I guess I'm going to go hang out with everybody else. Cause that was weird. Like I'm all on my own here. And apparently he gets attacked again. And it's the same thing. He feels like somebody has their hands around his neck. And is basically trying to drown him and everything like that. And if you watch the episode as well, Joe's friend says that he could see him trying to claw at his neck. Like he was trying to get somebody's hands off of there. And he's like, I 100% believe him. Like it was real. Like,
well, and that's something that you would believe. Cause that's something that's really weird. Like if somebody's in the pool and you're like, dude, what are you doing? Like, you know, that's. Like, that's something you would remember your friend doing and remember going,
Like,
well, that's messed up.
That's
like,
weird.
What are you doing?
Well, yeah. and then, of course, you know, I'm sure he would fucking be like, yeah, this place is haunted as fuck, and I just got attacked by a fucking murder ghost. Mm-hmm. So.
So, yeah, he gets the hell out of that pool. Yeah, he tells them to all get the hell out.
Pretty much, yeah. He's just like, get out of the pool. Like, they got out of there faster.
They knew that he was not fucking around, you know?
Yeah, like, they literally got out of that pool faster than they did when they found that Duty in Caddyshack.
Yeah. Duty.
Well, yeah, I know, right? Well, yeah, so he gets them all out of there and everything. So... later on, I don't know, maybe a couple days later, Joe's just in the apartment by himself, just working on his computer. And all of a sudden, he hears something get knocked over. And he goes over to his sink, and it's basically his knife holder has been knocked over, and all of his knives are in the sink. And he sees all of them just sitting there. And then he looks up at the wall and basically sees a bunch of marks that look like knife marks in the wall.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so unsettling.
Yeah.
Like, why would he just slap, assuming they're from Herb, you know?
Yeah.
And before, and they tried to cover him up, but they were too deep. What the fuck was he doing? Like... just like cutting at the wall behind the sink.
I have no idea. I could see that as like a psycho freak out moment.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. The only thing maybe, I could think of.
Like maybe he killed somebody before he was ready to or something like that on accident or something. Fucked up, allegedly. Something fucked up his flow of how he do things. Because, like, a lot of serial killers, like, they have a...
or maybe the guy that got away,
yeah,
remember?
Exactly,
like,
yes.
Something like...
or
something
some,
like
yeah,
that.
Oh, somebody, yeah, the guy ran away or something. Then he was like,
and he's freaking out doing that shit. And, yeah, that's a possibility as well. But, I mean, if anything, it almost feels like it's some kind of warning.
Yeah, and actually, that would be... I mean,
that's how I would take it. It was almost a threat.
I would have been gone by day one, but I mean, but the other ones, at least, like, I mean, yeah, he's had a lot of scary things. He's seen a lot of scary things. But I feel like these first, like between the hands thing, you know, in the pool and the knife thing, I feel like these are like the first like physical personal attacks on him. I don't know. Because the other ones are like the door knocking and running in the house, but he hasn't been like it feels more personal.
Well,
it's getting to the point where you're getting choked, like start looking at new place to live.
It's definitely escalating.
Yes.
It's definitely escalating, which is definitely getting worse. Yeah, exactly. As opposed to getting better.
Definitely a negative. I mean, even if it was like it's definitely taking more of like a sinister
right
turn, he's like, oh, choked. These aren't just now, yeah, these aren't just are the moving. Victims. Maybe this is actually Herb and not just another one of his victims.
I say that all the time in the kitchen where I work is haunted as fuck. And if knives start flying around, I'm done.
That's you have boundaries. That's it. That's the last thing. Yep.
So basically with this being like 2006, like this is in like 2006, 2007. I feel like that was really like the golden age for like paranormal shows and stuff like that. That's when Ghost Adventures, Ghost Hunters, Paranormal State, like all those guys were running. So
yeah,
Joe, of course,
Paranormal Witness probably was around that time or
That was later. Yeah, Paranormal Witness was later. I mean, like, A Haunting was definitely on.
Because
there's, like, 30 fucking seasons of that show.
Yeah.
And literally every episode is the same, but I don't care because it's still fun.
It's fun.
But, like, fun. Yeah, basically, here's every episode of A Haunting in a nutshell. Okay, there's a family, and they need a house. And then they find a house that they get a really good deal on. And then, oh, shit, the house is haunted. And then they either figure it out or they leave. And that is
somebody every gets single divorced.
And then there's like 20 fucking seasons of that shit. So, but like I said, I still enjoy it because, you know, it's me. But, so Joe, he doesn't have a digital recorder, but he does have his cell phone, which, you know, had a decent enough recorder on it. So he basically tries to do a EVP session. Now, EVP is called electronic voice phenomena, and basically trying to capture spirit voices that can't be heard from the naked ear. And I just said it like that because on every single one of those fucking ghost shows, anytime they mention EVPs, there's one of the assholes is just like, EVP stands for electronic voice phenomena. Yeah. And it's every fucking episode. Like, I know, dude, I know. Sorry, it's just a little tangent right there. But he's basically trying to communicate because, you know, like, more or less, like we were just saying, this seemed like it was kind of a threat. So if somebody or something had something to say, he wanted to give it an opportunity. I mean, it makes sense to me. Like, I would probably do something similar, you know, in that situation. But so he ends up just going around and starts asking stuff. And he even says, it's like, I felt fucking ridiculous doing it. And as somebody who has done EVPs, you do feel goofy. You feel really goofy. It's like, am I just an asshole sitting in the dark talking to nobody?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, I understand that feeling of being like, ah, this is stupid. But when you finally do get something, it's definitely an experience. So, well, we're actually got that queued up really quick, and we're actually going to play what Joe captured on his phone. So here it is.
So I listened to it again and again and again. And then I hear this voice, which is so clear. The married one.
So, yes, the married one. That's so what
Herb would have been the only married one.
Well, that's the thing, is because it didn't click for him at first, because he's like, wait a minute, like we've been researching this case, like all the victims were single gay men. It's like, what the fuck? Like, that doesn't make any sense. But then, yes, he realized that as far as this case is involved, the only married one was Herb Baumeister. So it leads to believe that that's him.
Well, and that would make sense, especially because just the turn of events with them being more sinister, and like that would completely make sense. It's like, yeah, okay, we're dealing with multiple, you know, the one that I'm dealing with today is not the one I dealt with when, yeah, I first moved here. And, you know, we're not just dealing with one soul. We're dealing with at least a few.
A bunch. Yeah, a bunch. And like I said, with everything that went down there, like, if there was ever a spot that would be haunted, it would be Fox Hollow Farm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, that's literally how you make a haunted house.
It could have even been, like, another victim who was married, maybe, that no one even knows about.
It's possible.
There could even be more people than they even think.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we'll never know.
No, we'll never know because, you know, I fucking pussed out and just blew his fucking brains out in that park. But there was actually something kind of interesting, too, that I almost wanted to bring up to you as kind of like a, you know, kind of like a closer to it. But in that video that I was watching, apparently they had an interview with the guy who discovered the body. And
which
the guy who discovered Herb Baumeister, like at the park.
Oh, yeah,
apparently
okay.
They were talking to him
in Canada,
but he couldn't find a gun, which is weird.
Oh, really? I didn't hear
yeah.
that.
Yeah, that's what kind of threw me off too. Like, is it's like, okay, like he shot himself, like, yeah, whatever, but where's the gun? Like, I mean, it's entirely possible that somebody else got there first and took it for one reason or another. Like, I don't know. I don't know why the fuck you would do that, but maybe. But yeah, like there was just one more like layer of weirdness to this whole story Yeah. Apparently he couldn't find the gun, and he just never got an answer to what happened to the gun that he used.
Interesting.
When the Ghost Adventures episode 2, they say that the way he shot himself was like by a tree, like on a layer of sand or something, but he was like arms outstretched, like crucified.
Yeah.
Which I was wondering about that, because I don't know how you would even do that. Like, after you shoot your head off, like, your body's just going to drop.
You're just going to go limp. Like,
So they're thinking that he did not, this was not self-inflicted then? Or is it, it's never been?
I don't know. Allegedly.
There you go. There you go. Now you're learning.
They didn't mention that on the Ghost Adventures. Of course, they went to the more, his suicide was a ritual that he performed, you know?
Of course it was, yeah, Zach, you fucking dickhead.
I don't know if I go that far, but it is weird, you know?
And they
could have shot himself laying down already, but still, his arm... How's it going to go at the same time, back out
like,
straight?
They said in the thing there was a 357 that he shot himself with.
Right. So that his head would be fucking gone.
That kicks like a fucking mule as well.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Like it would, as soon as it would send, the arm maybe flying that way. Maybe that's how it happened.
Maybe,
but that thing, I don't know if you ever shot one of those, but it kicks like a fucking mule. Like it's ridiculous. So. But there was, like I said, they only touched on this for a second, but just because there's literally no evidence to support this at all, but could there be a possibility that Herb had an accomplice? I don't know, but it could be a possibility.
I don't know. I mean,
there's some thought that Gacy had an accomplice, with Dean Corll, like he basically had like some accomplices where he was having other kids bring him other kids for him to kill. You know what I mean? It's not completely out of the realm of possibility, but maybe he found one that he kind of liked and maybe things just went sour. And I mean, granted, when he got pulled over by that cop when he was in Canada, he was alone. Like, he was alone. That lady Mountie who pulled him over, like, he was by himself. There's nobody else there. But it is possible that maybe somebody met up with him.
I think if he had an accomplice, I don't know that they knew his background. Like, if he, like, I don't know. I just don't. Like if
it could have been a very surface level type of thing,
like,
I mean, he could have literally gave him if he had an accomplice, like accomplice could have thought he was Brian Smart. You know what I mean? Like he could have never given him his actual name and just given him the whole like, I'm the caretaker for this house and blah, blah. And fed him the same line of bullshit that he fed everybody else to. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying that this has any merit. I'm just talking about just for shits and giggles, the possibility that maybe he could have possibly had an accomplice. Mm-hmm. So like I said, where's the gun? He was found in kind of a weird position. After he shot himself, it's kind of weird.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah,
because there's somebody could have either met him up in Canada or
it's possible. Yeah,
you know, he allegedly had that box of videotape. Also,
there's another thing too, that's goddamn videotapes. Yeah, maybe he didn't. What if? Yeah, like, what if he didn't toss those in the lake? What if somebody else took them?
Yeah.
And they're still
out there somewhere. Yeah, with whatever. I don't know. I have no idea.
I mean, it's definitely something to think about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like I said, just for the sake of conversation, that's the only reason I'm bringing this up. Like, there's literally zero fucking evidence to support any of the bullshit that is coming out of my mouth right now.
Listen, it's a lot of fucking... You know, even though the graves were like pretty much half-assed on all these people, like you're drunk, you just killed a guy, you dragged him off in the woods. Now you got to dig a hole, possibly chop him up. Did he chop him up, or did he just bury him?
I don't know that they.
I mean,
I don't think they said anything either way.
I mean,
but
yeah.
That's even harder. Well, then you got to break down the body, but
yeah.
Either way, it's a shitload of work to try to like get away with doing this, especially after
getting rid of a body is not fucking easy.
After how many fucking drinks and how relayed it might be, and.
It's and he didn't
dark.
Seem like a very buff guy. I mean, no, I don't know.
Look, he's a little bitch.
From his pictures, I'm just saying.
He looked like he would.
He looks like a fucking human Q-tip.
It looked like it would have. It wouldn't be an easy thing for him to dig a fucking whole grave, you know?
No.
Yeah.
No, absolutely not. But at the same time, he did seem like he did seem like one of those guys like, you know what, I'll take care of this tomorrow. Yeah. Which it makes sense. Wife and kids aren't going to be back for another month. Like, I got time.
Yeah.
And then he was just lazy about it. But yeah, like I said, I just wanted to bring that up really quick just to kind of get your guys' two cents on that. But yeah, I mean, that's basically most of the story. And as far as I can tell, there's still things happening to this day. Mm-hmm. You know, there have been several investigators in there to try to find things.
But there's different owners. Like, they moved out. Those people moved out.
Yeah, the Graves family moved. And the thing I saw said there was at least a few changes in ownership since.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So people haven't been staying that long.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like anyone else is really willing to talk to anybody about it. And they probably want to. Distant, you know, themselves from it.
Yeah.
Just try to live a normal life and enjoy that property.
It seemed like the Graves were more open to having people come to try to find things out, you know, and stuff like that. So, but yeah. So yeah, that's basically the story as far as we know and everything. I'll start with Kyle. You got any final thoughts on Fox Hollow Farm?
I just hope that all those spirits there can find some peace someday. Maybe the way they are still finding bones up there and stuff, that maybe one day that can happen.
Yeah.
I think I agree. That was the one thing that I took out of this that really kind of like broke my heart a little bit, was that, like, you know, if it was Herb that was stuck in this limbo, you know, he's just on his, you know,
yeah, like he's terrorizing the only people asshole
and he's the asshole who's stuck there and, you know, forever and, you know, whatever. It's up to whoever wants to take the risk of buying that house. But like the fact that it's some of the victims, like, you know, it's like you hope that that's only maybe like a little piece of them. Like, hey, we're going to keep just so you can help people find your body and give your family peace. But you're not stuck there. Like, maybe, like, you know,
yeah,
you could visit there for a minute to give a little hint, and then but you're not stuck there.
Just walk towards it with your invisible legs, and then they'll figure it out from there.
Yeah.
So,
but wear a bright red shirt so they can see you.
Yeah, exactly. Don't wear green. Don't wear green. It's not good for trying to be seen in the trees. You're like, you're not hunting. Like,
but overall, I thought it was, I mean, I was very, it was very scary, like, listening to that, especially because I definitely, since they were all, you know, skeptics, and the way I definitely believed.
It gives the story more merit.
It, absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
With them, like, you know, coming in and being like, ah, this ghost stuff is bullshit. You know, like, which at the same time, like, with me, like, anytime I hear that, I'm like, fuck you. You know what I mean? But, like, at the same time, it does lend a little bit more credibility that all of a sudden they have to be like, okay, something's fucked up. This is weird. Like, this doesn't make any sense. There you go. But yeah, so I believe that will do it for us. I want to thank everybody for sticking around to the end. Appreciate it. And yeah, guys, thank you.
Have a happy new year.
Yep, there you go.
2024.
Yep, goodbye. Woo!